Okay, ready? This is a sales call sketch, I would say, skit, that Vanny is a sales car salesperson and RJ is the customer. I don't know. I don't know if the audio is going to be great, but we'll see how it goes. Okay.
This is
Okay.
Hi, this is Vanny at the dealership. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Hi, this is
Please
RJ.
Please report it ahead.
Thanks, Waze.
Thanks, Waze.
Okay. It doesn't matter. You don't have to be super official. I'm just recording this.
Okay. Hi, RJ. Hi, RJ. What can I help you out with? Because sometimes when I answer calls, yeah, they're looking for, like,
I'd like
service
to change my name to Steve.
Hi, Steve. What can I help you out with?
I'm actually looking to buy an electric car. Do you guys have those?
Yeah, we have a ton of different electric cars. Which, did you have any in mind? Have you been doing any research on them?
Yeah, I really like Teslas, but they're just, like, too expensive right now.
For sure.
But besides that, not really.
Okay, have you had a chance to look at the Nissan Leaf?
No.
Okay, the Nissan Leaf is awesome. They have features similar to the Tesla where you could do ProPilot Assist, which is kind of like where it drives itself a little bit, but it's not completely like a Tesla. It's actually a little better because you have to be a little more attentive to it. Also, it gets super, it's all an electric vehicle, so you get no emissions. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know that much about it. I'll tell you the truth. People that call in about electric cars know more about the car than I do.
Yeah.
Like, they do.
Have you sold an electric car?
I have not, but I test drove one. I've only test driven with one customer that wanted an electric car.
Ooh.
And they didn't even know what it was. You know, like, it was like, and they also looked at, like, three other cars. Like, sometimes...
How much is a Nissan Leaf?
And I'll tell you what. The other thing is, you can get... The thing that, like, an electric car, like, starting out is, like, 30... Oh, no, I have sold an electric car. I sold an Ioniq. I forgot. So, the Ioniq... Okay, I'll talk about the Ioniq. Let's say you're calling in about the Ioniq. Because that's a good car. I know that car. I sold an Ioniq. I forgot. Basically, what it is my car. It's like, I have a Hyundai Elantra. It's basically that car, but it's all electric. And you can see... Okay, so, like, typically the customer calling, hey, I want to come test drive, or, like, hey, I'm interested in Ioniq. Do you have any? Because, like, people don't really have the cars. So, I'm like, yeah, we do. Like, did you see them on our website? Or, like, how'd you find out about them? They're like, yeah, I saw you have this blue one. I'm like, okay, well, that's the only blue one we have. Are you able to come in today? They're like, yeah, I wanted to come in tonight. I'm like, okay, perfect. Like, electric car people, like, want to come in. They want to test drive. Like, they're a totally different kind of customer. They probably have done a shit ton of research, and they want this specific car. They probably already priced. They're more educated buyers, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And they usually have more money, I would say.
So.
Because electric cars are kind of more expensive.
I want to pretend that I'm an old person and you're trying to teach me. Like, just pretend I'm an old person trying to buy a car. Hello, I am Steve and I am 85. I am looking to buy a Hyundai, and I heard about this, like, CarPlay thing. What's that about?
Apple CarPlay is awesome. Steve, do you have a smartphone?
Yeah, my grandson got me a iPhone X for Christmas.
Oh, very nice. You got the new iPhone.
Yeah, it's pretty lit. But I don't really know how to use it. You know, it's got too much going on. I just need to call with it. That's all I really want for.
Okay, well, perfect. So, what I can have you do, are you able to come into the dealership this week?
Yeah.
Because I'd love to show you how to use Apple CarPlay in person.
Yeah. Wait, okay.
Pretend like, I would go right to, like, when can you come in? Because this guy, like, I'm not going to be able to explain it to him over the phone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just a scenario.
How do you explain it to people that are,
like,
in person? How do you, like demo?
Right away, like, people ask way too many questions over the phone. Like, I immediately punch with, when can you come in? And then, like, they're like, well, you know, before I come in, I have a couple questions. Okay, well, then I'll answer their questions. But then I'm like, again, like, when can you come in? Those on.
Will they help you?
Glasses. Yeah.
I'm trying to see if I can put this up here.
Yeah. That's why I put them in here, is because I knew I was driving home tonight.
I'll get that.
These are like meant for future hand lighting.
Okay, so what interests me is that Apple releases this technology, and there are no Apple salespeople selling CarPlay. It just comes in the car, and
we're
selling
CarPlay.
You are literally selling CarPlay for Apple.
Get a kickback from Apple,
and also you're teaching people that don't know how to use their phones how to use their phones. And I remember you telling me that the previous dealership that you worked at, that you were teaching people how to use their phones, even though the car didn't even come with CarPlay. You were just being like a human being. They don't have anyone to teach them how to use their devices.
So, like, Apple CarPlay, like, you could call, your favorites will show up. And, like, an older salesperson asked me just the other day, they're like, how do you set the favorites on Apple CarPlay? It's like, you can't set it on CarPlay. You have to set it on the iPhone.
Yeah.
Or, like, home. Like, how do you set home on Apple
like
CarPlay?
Just CarPlay?
It's like,
CarPlay,
no, you have to set home on the phone.
Yeah.
So, like, it's not just, like...
They're bringing you back to the phone.
Like, it's not just, you know, doing shit on CarPlay.
Yeah.
It's like, they're, like, you know, I gotta teach them how to do settings on their phone. They're like, oh, my phone hasn't been working. It hasn't been reading my maps to me. Like, they've been having the same problem with their phone.
Yeah, it'd be so much easier.
The whole time they've had it, and I'm the one that fixes it for
them.
Yeah,
I know.
Another thing is, people will come in, and they don't know how to pair their phone. They have a different brand. This has happened to me, so many times where there's a couple.
They think they'll be able to use it, and they can't.
There's a couple, and I'm teaching them how to pair their phone on the new car, and they're like, well, my Bluetooth doesn't work on their other car they have. Like, let's say it's a different brand. They're like, I can't figure out how to do it. And I'm like, well, I'll do that for you, too. So, like, literally, I'm doing the car that they're buying for me, and I'm doing the car that they already own, because their salespeople didn't do it, or they just like don't have the relationship with the dealership to go in and do it. So I'm like, oh, let's say it's a different brand, like it's all the same. Like, I'm like, oh, I can do it, because they don't know how to do it on their phone.
That's like a lot of user facing technology that's put in cars now. You are having to teach people how to use it.
And then you get some people that are like, I get it, I'll do it all myself. But then they'll screw you on your survey saying that, no, my salesperson didn't do it, I did it myself. It's like it forces me to do it. It's kind of annoying for people that do know how to do it. I just do it anyways. Because I'll tell them, say yes on the survey. Like, even though you're going to pair your phone yourself, like, say I did it because I get paid on the survey. And they'll still say no, that they did it themselves, because they're like proud they did it themselves. It's like annoying.
Yeah.
Or they forget, I don't know.
But you mentioned it. You know,
Or, like, those kind of people I, like, don't even... If, like, sometimes I just don't tell people to do the survey and they do it. Like, it sucks.
I think that,
like,
being able to say, okay, CarPlay. Like, you should be able to say, okay, CarPlay.
So,
you have to hit a button in your car right now.
Okay, well, no. I don't have my phone set up where I could do it for Siri.
So, wait, what kind of car are we in right now?
Hyundai Elantra.
And it has CarPlay.
Yes, and Android Auto. This is a 2018 Hyundai Elantra. It's brand new.
And it also has what? Android Auto?
And Android Auto.
Oh, it has
It's
both.
Like compatible. Yeah, like Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Every car. There's not going to be cars that come with one and not the other.
Yeah.
Like it's.
But I think it should be able to say, like, I don't know if my phone's always listening to say, I can say, okay, Google, and have my phone always listening to me. But
it is.
I want
and you
it
know what
be.
I didn't know about OK Google is that it's to the person's voice. Like, my customer had an Android, and I'm like, OK Google. And I'm like, why didn't it work? And
yeah.
They're like, it's because it's for my voice. I'm like, I didn't know that.
Isn't that badass?
And you could say, hey, Siri, but, like, I don't have hey, Siri set up on my phone.
Yeah, you can also say, hey, Siri, OK Google, and it will go through Siri to Google.
Really?
Yeah.
But, like, otherwise, but, I just... So, like, now I'm learning more about the phones that, like...
Yes, I think
I'm, like, over-explaining it to people, but, like, at the same time, it's, like...
People are worried about...
I don't know, there's so much... Like, we always talk
people
about
are
it,
worried
salespeople.
About,
we can explain us, like, a pimped-out car. I literally could explain it for, like, 4 hours, like, in order to explain every single thing.
Yeah.
That's like, crazy. It would take me, like...
You know the product so much.
Like, the other day, like, a salesperson, like, basically sold a car. And the customer didn't sign up for finance yet. And so the customer came back and went through finance, and I did the delivery, and I get paid on that. Like, we used to do half deals, but we don't do it anymore. So, like, whoever ends the deal gets it. So, like, I get screwed over all the time. But whatever. In this scenario, I was benefited. But at the same time, it's almost more work because, like, my manager made a joke, like, oh, are you going to give that deal to so-and-so? And I'm like, no, this customer doesn't even know what they're getting. Like, I'm literally having to start the sales process over, whereas when I get control, like, when I have control of the customer in the first place, like, I have a routine where in the car, I'm going to show you all the features, and then I'm going to show you Apple CarPlay for a little bit, and then during the delivery, I'm going to re-go over the features and then to focus more on Apple CarPlay.
Yeah.
So they're getting a taste of everything twice, you know.
Yeah.
And then if they have more questions, like, normally they're so exhausted by the end of the day, by the end of the car sale, that I tell them to come back. Like, the guy, I have a guy coming back Sunday.
Yeah, it's like, just and I'll tell info. Them, I get
yeah, they're like, can I come in Saturday? I'm like, no, Saturday's so busy. I'm like, come in Sunday morning. No one's going to, like, no one's going to be here. You know, I can, I have time, you know, I'll set a, it's called, like, a second delivery.
Yeah.
Because it's just too much. Like, you've already been here 4 hours. I can't talk about this car for another hour.
People, like, I think that voice devices in this car, I should be able to command it. It should be, I should be able to say, okay, Google, or okay, CarPlay, set my home to 11290 Elkhorn Road, take me home. And then, what else, whatever you can do, then, like, launch Waze, send me to 388 East 17th Avenue in Columbus, Ohio. Go. You know, like, okay, CarPlay, open Waze. And then I want to go to 388 East 17th Avenue.
So I need to go,
like,
on,
see,
my
have
phone.
Have you ever seen the Echo Show?
So I need to go on
this
my
phone.
This
should be an Echo Show right here in your car. That would just show you those things. Like, you should be able to control that with your voice.
Well, you can. I need to go on my phone and set up Hey Siri. And I also need to set up where Waze is my primary navigation system.
Because what you could do, Ray, is if you hear your voice with everything, and people will see, when you know things that other people don't, say you have all this voice stuff set up on your phone. One, you'll get used to voice. Voice is going to be getting newer and newer, and you'll keep adopting the new technology. You will shave seconds off of your day if you use voice. Like, I set my alarm, and then when my alarm goes off, I say, okay, Google, play motivational hip-hop, and it'll get me out of my bed with, like, 30 seconds into the song. And I can set my alarms. I go to bed, meaning I don't have to open my eyes to set my alarm. I set two. I say, Alexa, set my alarm for 10. Google, set my alarm for 10:10.
Yeah, I do that too.
And then I could say set multiple alarms, and then I could say, okay, Google, stop when I don't want to, like, get up, whatever. And then I play music, though.
Like, RJ, look at the alarms.
You'll save so much
the
time.
The alarms is what's terrible. Like, look at my phone. Yeah. I have so many alarms.
And it's just like, you looking at that is just stressful. And look at all
it
that
is.
Data.
And
it's
I can't,
like,
read it.
It's garbage. It's like garbage data that you don't want.
And I set an alarm clock to leave work. To leave. Because I'll be, like, getting ready. And I set an alarm clock, like, for when I need to go downstairs.
Yeah.
So, like, it's just annoying because I have, like,
so anyways,
Thursday,
well,
wake up.
Wait. I want to finish my point.
Okay.
That you adopting this technology, people will see you as smart and intelligent. Well, you are, okay? But they will admire the fact that you know this technology and that you are smart. Like, even though you aren't providing them the value as in explaining the car this way, you being an interesting person and adopting technology or blah, 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 being personable, that's selling them the car.
I feel like that's more...
You have to, like, entertain them.
Yeah. Well, and also I feel like it's, like, what you're saying, like, oh, it makes you seem smarter. Like, there's some, old, like, elderly people that, like, I called them the golden agers.
Yeah.
That they're proud if they know technology. And, like, me teaching them, they really appreciate it.
Yeah.
You know it, and they memorize it, because they know enough about it. And then there's some, like, golden agers that are like, yeah, I don't give a shit, I'm never going to use that.
Yeah, like, but, like, technology
can liberate.
They're like,
I don't care, I'm old. And I'm like, no, but, like, you
technology
should
technology can liberate, like old
it.
People.
Yeah.
Like, grandma has been liberated by Alexa. She can ask it questions. She can set timers.
Yeah, like,
she sets timers. Like,
grandmas are
she'll
really
boil an egg
technology.
Or she'll boil eggs for 15 minutes, and she'll forget about them. She'll be like, so just Alexa, set her timer for 15 minutes, and she'll watch TV.
Yeah.
And it'll go off.
Yeah.
And I can call her on it. I was talking to her.
Me and Maria, when we cook, we always forget about, like, cooking.
Yeah.
Like, we'll go outside. Like, we'll
instead
let
of setting
like, letting
the
dog
time.
Out. Like, you'll put, like, let's say pasta on the stove, and then you let and then you go let the dog out and you forget about it. But like Alexa, you can put
Alexa,
on your Apple
Watch.
Let
the dog out
in 25 minutes.
Can't you put it on your Apple Watch?
Yeah.
Like, won't Alexa be compatible with your Apple Watch?
I think it's probably Siri. Apple probably won't only be Siri, but
dude,
and Siri was around. Siri was around before Alexa and Google.
My friend, like Maria, looks so awesome for the Christmas party, and she wore her Apple Watch. Like, I think that's crazy. Like, it didn't go with the outfit. It did, but it didn't. But it's just, like, funny that, like...
Yeah, but it's, like, there. It's where
but, like, I sewed a pocket in my dress so I could fit my phone in there. Like, it's just,
cool.
Like, even at a fancy event like that, like, you want... You gotta be connected. You still want to be connected.
Yeah.
So it's just great. I just thought it was... And she's a fashion designer. So I'm, like, I think that's so funny that she's so dressed up and she's wearing, like, her Apple Watch.
Yeah. It's cool. That's funny though.
And she did it on purpose. Like she, you know what I'm saying? It's not like she's like, oh, I forgot to take my watch off. Like,
yeah.
She did it on purpose.
She knew.
Yeah.
She knew what's up.
So it's just, I thought that was kind of interesting.
She has an Alexa at her house.
No, she needs an Alexa. They have a Big Blue Party, which is awesome.
Actually, Google Home is
better.
Google Home. It recognizes your voice better and you can ask it more questions. But Alexa has the advertising market share type thing because, say, for example, a 33-year-old woman with two kids and a husband, she has Amazon and she gets all of her groceries delivered with Giant Eagle or some sort of delivery, maybe through Amazon, but I think the one I know is through Giant Eagle or something.
Amazon is like an assistant. It's a $70 one-time purchase assistant.
Yeah, and then I can just say, Alexa,
I
buy this.
I looked it up. They're $70 right now. I kind of want to buy one.
Well, no. No. An Echo Show, or I mean, I'm sorry, an Echo Dot is $25.
Yeah, but I want the music. The Echo Dot's too quiet. Like, I want it to be able to play music louder.
The JBL has Google Assistant in it. You can get, like, a bump-in speaker with a Google Assistant in it. Google Assistant's better, but...
Is it?
But Alexa's better for buying things.
You know what's crazy? I'm, like,
I would
attached
have
to the Amazon brand. Isn't that crazy?
Well, no. Like, Amazon's really great because it would be like, Alexa, buy me toilet paper. Alexa, buy me this. Yes, but it's just convenient.
You know what? With their credit card, they have no annual fee. You get 5% cash back on every purchase. You get Prime.
Yeah,
and
they're
going to
be like Walmart.
And you get the movies and shit.
I think that what percentage of people we know...
Like, if you pay that card off every month, I think it's the best card you could get.
Yeah, and it's a no-brainer.
I'm sure
their
interest rate blows, but I don't let it get to...
Plus, you'll probably get deals at Whole Foods.
We get 5% back. I'm like...
Think about how many... people we know that have paid at least $1 to Walmart. I would guarantee that everyone we know has gone
to Walmart
and spent money. And so I think that will be Amazon.
I'm sure everyone we know
in like
spent
10,
thousands
20 years.
Of dollars at Walmart.
Yeah, but I'm saying the fact that everyone spent at least $1 there that we know, like, look at all these people driving by in their cars. Most people have probably been to Walmart before, which is crazy. So Amazon's going to be like that in 20 years. What other companies are like that? Google. So many people have given people Google data and things like that.
So I will say, I haven't been to a Walmart in so long.
We went to Walmart a lot in Florida.
Like, because there's not really one by me.
Google sucks, though.
But
you know what
by,
I should be able to do?
I live by Easton, so...
I should be able to ask Google... Oh, I had a really good question today that I forgot. Like, okay, Google, I'm looking for an artist that... is a little bit of a softer voice, but soothing and happy music. I should be able to search Google. No, I'm saying it should be able to tell me that, though. There was another Google search that, like...
That's interesting.
Google sucks. You have to search... Like, you first, when you Google something, you have to think about what the post would be. It should... But it should be me just telling, asking Google with my voice.
Well, now you can pay to
Google...
Be-
What
now
is
you can
like,
pay to be the top research yeah. thing, so it's not even the most popular thing.
Yeah.
What's it called? There's a name for it when you pay for it. And then you pay for it, and then every... the dealership does it. You pay for it, and then every time you click it, it charges us like 15 cents.
Yeah, like per
it's
click.
Like 15 cents a click. So they told us, they're like, hey, we're gonna be at the top of Google this month, so like don't go on our website and be clicking a bunch, because... every day we're on there clicking through, like, what our inventory is.
Yeah.
So they told us to do it less because it's 15 cents a click. And I go on that.
It's only a click if you go through the ad, though. That's so dumb that they said that.
True. Actually, no. I think that's what they said. They're like, don't click the top one. Scroll
okay.
down. And
yeah.
That is what they said. They yeah. said scroll down and click the other one.
Yeah. I actively avoid ads, though.
But, like, what's crazy
I never
is
click
I
on
worked.
Something that's an ad. I literally, mentally, I have a block where if it says that little box, I don't ever look at it. I never look at it.
I really don't either.
Yeah. I think, like, that could be such a sham. Or just, like, ding-dongs, like, dad on Google just, like, looks at the ad first.
You know what's interesting, though? 2 years ago when I worked at that other dealership, they, we were just top, like, we were just top searched because, like, of how profitable we were. Like, it wasn't, like, I don't even think that was a thing to, like, pay for,
no,
to
yeah,
be at
the
top.
Just the best.
Yeah, like, we were just the best. And, like, we just, I worked at Jeep, and, like, Jeep loved us. So, like,
what's
they
the best sales
us
close?
Too.
Do you have a close? What's your, how do you close a deal?
Put your hand out to shake their hand.
You just say, like, but.
Like,
but,
they'll be, like, sitting there thinking about it. Like, they're going
to
do
no,
it.
No, how do you get them to, like, agree to, like, buy the, like, a close, I think is, a close is, like, someone verbally agreeing.
So, I always,
I
this is, like,
no
one
no,
does.
No, it's not, but.
No one does this, but I do it. I'm, like, so how
watch
do
watch out, vehicle stopped on shoulder ahead.
I go, so on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you rate this vehicle? And, like, there's a handful of people that are, like, I don't know, and I, which, but, like, most people, like, have, like, some people say 6. If they say 6, I'm like, then this is not the right car.
Yeah.
Like, what are your needs? Like, I didn't ask you enough questions.
Yeah.
Like, or maybe they came in on the car and, like, we drove the one they wanted. And I'm like, what would you rate it? And they're like, a 6. I'm like, okay, well, then this isn't what you need. Like, what are your needs?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Let me, like, put you in a different vehicle. So then I will. I'll put them in a different vehicle. I'll be like, what would you rate this one? They're like, an 8. I'm like, okay, well, then that's the one. Like, it's crazy. Like, people that I know are going to buy a car, like, I have a really strong feeling they're going to buy. They always say 8. Like, if they say 8, they're buying.
And then how do you say,
but then
let's
you
go
also,
sign this to you?
So then I say, okay, well, let's go inside and see what the numbers are. And sometimes they're like, no. But then I try to give people numbers every time, even if they say no.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what? It only takes, like, 10 minutes. You know, it could take 10 minutes if we weren't busy.
Yeah.
Like, if we're busy, sometimes it takes, like, 20 minutes, which sucks. But whatever.
And then how do you get them to close the deal?
Time is a number one loss of a sale, is shit taking too long. That's the number one complaint about buying cars. It's not the deal, it's not the money, it's not the salesperson, it's not the dealership, I was there too long.
Yeah.
Like, every fucking person would say I'm there. Even if they're there for an hour, they'd say it took too long. Like, because it does, it just, it's like, women are probably more, like, going to buy a dress, like, buying a dress for my Christmas party. Like, I was at the mall for 4 fucking hours, and I ended up getting so pissed, I sewed my own skirt, and it took me 15 hours. But, like, it was worth it, because
yeah.
of the money and the time. Like, I got so frustrated, because anything I would have bought, I would have had to alter to fit me. Like, just because I would want it to fit better.
Yeah.
You know? And it just, like, it's kind of funny.
It's nice that you can do that, though. But then,
it is nice
when
I can do that, but,
you're
like,
sitting at the table,
yeah.
and you just, when the numbers
go,
and
you
say,
do that, it sucks.
Do you say,
and it's not like,
do
I
you
want to
close this deal?
Type. Huh?
How do you close this deal? Do you want to say, like, when you're sitting at the table, you give them the numbers, and they say, like, oh, I don't like these numbers, you change them?
So, before that even happens, I say, are you guys ready to take this vehicle home tonight? Like, if the numbers are, if all the numbers are right, would you take this vehicle home tonight?
Okay. Getting them just one step closer.
So, that's, like, a close that every car salesperson should know. Like, it's like selling cars for dummies.
Yeah.
This is what you say. You're like, if all the numbers are right, would you take this vehicle home today? And if they say no,
like, of course,
like, why not? And they're like, oh, my wife, and that's when it comes out, oh, my wife's not here.
The numbers are right, yeah, if the numbers are zero, if I get it for free, yeah, I'm taking it home.
That's like kind of dumb. Like, some of my managers say that, I think it's dumb.
What?
Well, if this car was free, which one would you pick? It's like, but it's not free.
Yeah, exactly. No,
so, like,
but
that's
kind
of dumb. I don't like that phrase.
No.
Like, if the numbers are right.
Yes, I'm saying,
you know.
Yes, that was just a joke. But,
yeah. But, like, some of my salespeople say that. They're like, if this car was free, like, yeah, I would take any, I'd fucking take a free bike. I'd take a free, like, broomstick.
Terrible sale, yeah.
You know,
So then they say yes, and then they don't like the numbers.
So I'm like, okay, like, what was your payment goal? Let's say it comes back at $350. Like, oh, I'm trying to be at $300 a month. And I go, well, because I'll be like, well, they'll be like, oh, no, that's crazy, blah, blah, blah. And I'll be like, okay, well, what's your payment goal? They'll be like, $300 a month. I'll be like, okay, well, there's different things we could do. I'll be like, we can extend the term. So, like, we'll show them, like, 60 months, 72. Like, we'll show them, like, 60 months. And we'll be like, well, we can extend the term to 72 months. Here's the other thing is we show them different options. We show them, like, three different payments.
Yeah.
And then also
so then
you could be like,
one.
Well, and then you could be like, oh, well, do you have any more money down? Like, if you put $500 down, that could change the payments a little bit. And they're like, no, that's too much. And then I'm like, well, can you meet me in the middle? Like, where, like, can you do $340? Like, I'll knock off $10. I'll be like, because here's another thing. The cars I sell, like, we sell such high volumes of cars that we really can't sell it for any less than what we first offer.
Yeah.
Like, most of the time, like, we can't. So I'll put them on a different car. If they're that set on, people will pay for what they want. I'm going way too fast. This way the numbers changed.
So then they say, I like the finances, and you just say, all right, let's do this, and then
so like, hey, okay, so they're like, I'm trying to be at $300 a month, and I'll be like, okay, well, come here, let's go look at this car. So I'll show them a shittier car, and they'll be like, oh, yeah, we'll just, and then they pay for the one they want, and I'll take off $10.
Okay.
Otherwise, they otherwise, they leave, and it's like, okay, there's nothing we could do. Like, we already have this price lower than any other place in the Columbus area, like, and you say you can't afford it, it's like,
this is not,
everyone affords more than what they go in saying, like, I'm paying $25 more, and I put $500 down, like, I wanted to put nothing down, pay this amount a month, and I put $500 down, and I'm paying $25 more a month, and I sold the car to myself, like, sometimes you just have to do it, like, you know what I mean, and I saw I saw everything about
the deal. Listen, these people came here to buy a car.
Yeah. And you can show people everything about the deal, which a lot of my managers do also. And I don't think it helps. Like, because you show them what it is, but they don't know what it is. It's like showing someone a credit report. Like, have you ever seen a credit report? If you saw a credit report, it's a bunch of, like, numbers. It looks like a typewriter.
Yeah.
Like, our information looks like a typewriter. Someone typed on a typewriter. Like, they don't know what they're looking at.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like showing them that does nothing. Like, they don't trust you that they're getting a good deal. And so sometimes you can just never get past. And at that point, if you show them that, hey, we're losing, sometimes I'm like, hey, we're losing money on this deal. Like, you're not really supposed to say that, but sometimes you, like,
just to get it going.
I need to not do that anymore. Like, I did it the other day, and my manager's like, hey, like, don't do that. I don't think you need to do that. And I'm like, you're right, I don't need to do that. Because then it just comes down to numbers. It's like, you know, we want you to come back and do service with us and get your car washes with us and buy more cars from us. Like, we want to build a car sales friendship with you. Like, we're not trying to, you know, like, it really isn't just about the numbers if you want to be a good car salesman or, like, have a successful dealership.
So these people accept, they're like, okay, you show them the numbers and like, okay, this is doable. Then you say, all right, sign here. You just say, all right, well, then let's sign it.
I'll be like, awesome. I'm going to go get you. I'm like, okay, get up. I'll put you in the lounge. I'm like, I'm going to get your car to detail. I'm going to be over in a couple minutes
but like,
and go over books with you. And then
okay, and
I
then
put
in
the
they,
lounge.
Then
and I'm
then
like, here's coffee, here's popcorn, here's water. Like, do you need anything? Do you have any questions?
Then they sign it while they're in the lounge.
So then they go into finance. So like, you've never bought a car before, but every time you buy a car, you have to go into finance, and that's when like, so some people if they go into finance and leave from finance, it's called a twist.
And they
it doesn't
screw
happen.
You over.
It doesn't happen that much. Like it
like
really.
They
it
go
happens
into finance,
maybe,
and the finance guy or girl ruins your sale.
Or the customer has a meltdown because sometimes buying a car is really stressful. It's one of the most expensive It's the most expensive purchase I've ever made.
Yeah, besides a house, maybe.
Like, yeah, it is. It's the most expensive thing you'll buy besides a house, and so sometimes people just
or
have,
a Rolly.
Like, people just have a complete anxiety attack and like leave. Like people
just, like choke. Like
I've had.
I can't do it.
I had a customer last month. Like had a total panic. My freaking manager like gave him a panic attack. Like I was like, dude, lay off on me. Said he was coming back tomorrow. Which like if he came back or not tomorrow, whatever. But like he definitely the guy was like totally having a panic attack and he left and he never came back and he bought a used car
from somewhere else.
From, I think, yeah, somewhere else, which is fine.
That was good.
Well, like, you gotta know when to put the pressure on and when to not. But yeah, you sign up for the car when you're in finance. Are we still podcasting?
Yeah. What's the funniest, like, story that has come out of you selling cars?
Like one time, this woman came in. This is when I was at Jeep. It's easier to remember the funny ones from farther back. Because, like, they're not funny until you see them in hindsight. So, like, this woman came in and she was driving, actually, I think a Nissan Quest, the minivan. And she had four kids and she was, like, wanted a Wrangler. Okay. And it was, like, 100 degrees out that day. It was in Cleveland, which never happens. But it was so fucking hot that day. And so, you know, it had a hard top, and she was like, I don't think I could take the hard top off myself. You know, like, it's not like a sunroof where you hit a button. Like, you have to unscrew it and lift it off and put it in the trunk. And I'm like, well, you know, you can buy shit, but, like, the part in the front, the two pieces in the front, you can lift up. I mean, I can lift them. They make them, and I'll tell you what, the new 18s, they made them lighter than they used to be in 15. But it was so hot that day, and I'm like, you could do it under 5 minutes or like 3 minutes or something. And I was like sweating, like trying to do it as fast as I could, like take the top on and off. Like, you could do it. And like, she was like, no, I'm not doing that. But like, it was so funny.
That's so funny.
She ended up, well, it was because she had four kids and a Wrangler's only a 5-passenger. And I'm like, your kids are teenagers. Everyone, I go, my family drives separate to everything. Like, we never all ride in the car together.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, you live close to work.
No, I'm like 25 minutes.
Everyone's is it like, this way though? I was gonna like, say, do you wanna hang out or do you wanna go home?
Like you can.
But I would wanna be back here in the morning, so. Just fine if you just want to hang out.
What time is it?
12.
No, I gotta go to bed. I gotta work at 8:30.
Yeah, that's okay.
I would if you had a car and could drive home, but like I don't know if I could wake up early enough for you to.
That's right.
I don't really want to stay up any later. And
I'm tired.
Yeah, like I'm tired. I'm so glad you rode home with me though.
You're welcome.
I
wanted to show you
so
this other.
Faster, and I don't feel like I'm
okay.
Falling asleep at the wheel.
Thanks for listening.
Bye, podcast.
This was Vanny Pikus, car saleswoman, and what else?
Ohio State
fashion
graduate.
Designer.
Ohio State graduate. Go Bucks.
Fashion designer.
And amateur phone salesman.
Yeah.
Phone enthusiast.
Voice enthusiast.
Amateur.
Phone voice.
Yeah.
Enthusiast.
Voice enthusiast.
Fashion designer. And Go Bucks.